The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tony and Jennifer joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
You know, I am a sucker for a story on TV where you see somebody in the military surprising their family for the holidays.
Line them up. All the videos. Yes.
Yes. And so, Tony, you're in the service. You're a private first class in the Marines, correct?
Yes, I am.
And then Jennifer, how do you know Tony?
So Tony's my son. I was the Marine, and he's our fourth generation Marine in the family.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, yeah. That's remarkable.
Yeah, so my parents would be Tony's grandparents, and then my grandparents all the way back to the Korean War. So he's keeping on the Marine Corps tradition in the family.
And he surprised you by showing up, and you weren't expecting it, were you?
No, we didn't know until about the last minute that he was going to be able to come home for the holidays. So it's really special. He was in boot camp last year all through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. So we're quite excited to have him here for the holidays this year.
And it was all because of Miles for Military, right?
Yes, Miles for Military. And I didn't know anything about them until I met Maureen at the airport last Saturday. And her son was a Marine, and it really moved her to start this nonprofit to get those military members home for holidays. Because, you know, military, they're not the richest of the mm-hmm. bunch. So it's really hard financially for them to make those flights home. So I'm just in awe of Maureen.
And it must have been just great for your mental health, Tony, to get to come home and surprise your family and be around family for the holidays.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, like my mom said, it's a little tough financially, and this was a great opportunity to come home, especially before I go to the West Coast, and it's a little more challenging to come home. So Maureen did a great job making this possible, and I greatly appreciate what she's done.
So I'm just going to add a little backstory about Maureen. So she had a son who was in the service, and she wanted to bring him home for the holidays, but she made a realization that some of his friends didn't have moms or dads or whatever that could afford to bring people home, and especially if you're overseas, as
right.
you know, Carson.
Sure.
It's not cheap to fly back. You can fly free from the military sometimes if you can get a hop, but that's not something that happens. So she created this organization called Miles for Military, which is milesformilitary.org. If you want to send them money or your flight points, they can use it all.
When I was in the military, and I say the only thing that was around that was even close was the
USO.
They would send a TV crew to our barracks,
yep.
and we recorded a message, and then they would send that video to our local TV station. So the only reason my mom got to see me over the holidays is because I recorded a video message.
Those are awesome.
You know, right?
Totally remember those.
So that, you know, something like this wasn't around when I was in the military. So this is just spectacular. We love this so much. So again, if you're interested in helping out, please go find their website. Again, it is milesformilitary.org. Tony, when you got back to the house with the family, with your mom and everything, what was the first meal?
Regina's Pizzeria up in Boston. We got to go.
Let's go.
Put a pizza down on the way home and then had another one for dinner.
Oh, that is so good. Jennifer, to you, your grandparents, to your family serving our country like this for so many generations, our hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for supporting this organization and letting people know that it's there if they need it.
Of course.
And now you are all officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. Have a great holiday, Tony. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. And if you want to share something going on in your life that will put a smile on her face, like that story right there, a mom and her son, generations of Marines, just a great story.
Take my money anytime it's a video of somebody coming home from overseas to surprise their mother, their kid, or their dog.
617-931-1234. We'd love to have you be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.